local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We say hello, welcome to Tuesday. It is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3 with Joe and Austin. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. Hope you are staying warm as best as you can. Hope you stay warm as best as you can overnight tonight with the hard freeze warning in effect. Getting down to 19 degrees overnight tonight. Right now, 35 and sunny. We topped out at around 37 today. So the polar vortex is here, and it's going to stay around for the next, 12 hours or so, and then get some sunshine again in the forecast. A little bit of a warm-up, but I think it's pretty interesting that schools are closed tomorrow for Escambia.
Lucky.
When I was a kid, and this is not going to be a story of, hey, when I was a kid, we went to school,
right,
rain, snow, sleet, barefooted, uphill both ways.
We had to walk.
This is not going to be that. But there is a thing called delayed start times.
Okay.
Where maybe you don't have school canceled all day, but maybe you say, hey, instead of sending kids out to the bus stop, because I understand, you know, tomorrow morning when kids are going to be at the bus stop, it's probably going to be in the 20s. And I understand that not everyone and every family might be equipped for that, as if we were in the northern states. So I understand that. I am not completely unsympathetic. But may I suggest to you that there is a thing called, hey, instead of starting a regular school day, just start it a few hours later.
Maybe.
Maybe instead of starting, I don't know when the school start, 8 a.m., 7:30, whatever. Maybe
school starts at like 7-something, and middle school and high school start at like a quarter after 9.
Just run the buses a couple hours later.
Did they do that when you were in school?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I wasn't a bus rider. I don't know if they did that stuff, but it was just, I am always going to cheer.
And I'm not from here. I'm from up north. We did have the occasional snow day, but there was the thing where it's like, hey, roads probably aren't bad enough, but, you know, we want to get the snow crews out there. We want to make sure as many cars are off the road as they can.
Yeah.
Kids are not waiting at bus stops. So, hey, let's just start the school day a couple hours later, 2 or 3 hours later. Temperatures warm up a little bit. Nothing that the kids haven't seen before, and then we all move on with our lives. But that's not what's going down in Escambia tomorrow.
I know.
Santa Rosa, they're just like, hey, we're all in on school tomorrow. We want our kids out there early on, and that's where my
back in my day story comes in. Because back in my day, Santa Rosa always went to school. It was Escambia and Okaloosa that was bowing out.
So there's that. It's going to be cold tonight, 19 degrees, so just prepare accordingly as best as you can. No precipitation, so, you know, we shouldn't have icy roadways for the most part. You know, there's always the concern, of course, over bridges. It is important to remember that if you do hit a slick spot, whatever you do, don't slam on the brakes. That is important, so take that for me, who has before spun out on a highway up in Columbus, Ohio, where I was born and raised. So do not slam on the brakes if you find yourself potentially on a slick spot. Just keep your hands firmly on the wheel and just kind of coast, and also overcorrecting, a big no-no there. But hopefully we can avoid that through the overnight hours and into tomorrow morning. Again, Escambia schools not having classes tomorrow. Santa Rosa County is open for business tomorrow. Top three stories here, along with the weather. That's obviously a big one here. The others, just over the 100-day mark after Hamas's attack on Israel, the White House today is doubling down on its efforts to free those being held hostage.
The president spoke to this and on the grief and suffering that the families of those hostages have now felt every single day since the 7th of October.
National Security Council's John Kirby says that National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met with the Prime Minister of Qatar to discuss releasing the remaining hostages that Hamas is holding. Also, the Republican presidential candidates are now turning their attention to New Hampshire. Donald Trump, the big winner in Iowa last night, falling just one vote shy of winning all 99 counties.
And I really think this is time now for everybody, our country, to come together. We want to come together, whether it's Republican or Democrat or liberal or conservative. It would be so nice if we could come together and straighten out the world.
And there are two debates set to be held in New Hampshire, but Nikki Haley says she won't participate in either of them unless Donald Trump does as well. Those are our top three stories, just shy of 4:15. Local news right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, there's actually not a ton to report on in Pensacola itself. We have some minor spurts of congestion here traveling on, maybe traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road, maybe on North Davis Highway here and there. Pine Forest Road giving us a little bit of trouble if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile. But other than that, there's nothing too severe in Pensacola itself. Beyond Pensacola, Gulf Breeze Parkway is looking all right at this time. And the same could be said about Caroline Street. Unless you're trying to travel westbound and come over Blackwater River, if you're trying to do that and get into downtown Milton, that area there, we are still dealing with a lot of backups there at this time.
It'll be one of the coldest nights of the season so far. The inland spots could get down into the teens. The coast will be down in the lower 20s, and feels like temperatures or wind chill will be possibly as low as the single digits. So make sure the pets are inside, the plants are covered, the pipes are wrapped up. This is a hard freeze, ladies and gentlemen. Heaviest jackets you can find, and keep them on through the day on Wednesday. Highs will only be in the low to mid 40s. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. It is 35 degrees right now, 19 below tonight. Taking a look at what's happening around the local Escambia and Santa Rosa County areas. Of course, you know, with the weather, as I mentioned, Escambia schools not having class tomorrow. Okaloosa and Santa Rosa, as you said, they are both saying man up.
Okaloosa may be middle
bundle
ground,
up.
But yeah, Escambia was always the first to bow out. Santa Rosa, we picked ourselves up by our bootstraps, man.
That's right.
We toughened it out.
Yep, absolutely. So that's what's happening tomorrow. Austin, what do we love around here? We love drama.
That is true.
And we have more of it in Milton.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we have a Milton businesswoman who wants Mayor Heather Lindsay to recant statements that she made, which she says has ruined her good name. This latest dose coming from the Milton City Council chambers, Melissa Simpson says statements made about her by the mayor in a recent string of emails have cost her business and status in the community, and she wants the mayor to recant those statements publicly at their next meeting.
To be clear, I am not requesting an apology or intentions of improved performance. The written statements are actionable and completely unacceptable. I have invested hundreds of thousands of dollars into the city of Milton and created jobs for your constituents. An attack on my good name will not be tolerated.
Mayor Lindsay's only response to the statements was that the city manager would asking the city manager to help her understand what needed to be corrected. In the emails that were made public a couple weeks ago, Lindsay questioned several projects that Simpson and businessman Prashant Patel were partnering on, and Councilman Jeff Snow called the latest incident an attack on business and said it was embarrassing for the city and council. The Pensacola City Council this afternoon, as we are talking, is meeting as the Community Redevelopment Agency, and one of the items on their agenda is discussing whether to tie up money in potentially renovating the Malcolm Young Gym, or at least finding out if they can even do that. Mayor D.C. Reeves has said publicly many times that he believes it's a lost cause. Just the financials alone make no sense in just getting somebody into the building to be able to determine whether or not it can be salvaged or not. He says would cost around $300,000. Reeves believes the city would be much better served learning from the past and the mistakes and working to save the Cobb Community Center.
That same $150,000 to $175,000 assessment will need to be done at Cobb. We'll have a list of, as you know, it is full of programming right now, Cobb Center. It is in active use. and two of the nine beams are questionable at this point.
And back in the fall, the city also received a preliminary engineer's assessment saying two of the Cobb Center's eight arches should be repaired as soon as possible. Also, news from the Pensacola International Airport, another direct service flight is being added in March. Silver Airways will be adding nonstop service to Palm Beach with continued service available to the Bahamas. And Mayor Reeves added that around 2.73 million passengers went through the gates in 2023, up 12% from 2022. Also, talking about facilities and upgrading or renovating or whatever, a report from today's P&J talking about the Pensacola Bay Center. Report says that it needs millions of dollars in upgrades to stay competitive and continue booking national events. This facility assessment was done by Venue Solutions Group, and the assessment recommends upgrades to enhance the fan experience and stay relevant. Some of the recommended upgrades include lighting, seating, and the venue sound system. The report says that the building is otherwise in good condition thanks to regular maintenance. The recommended upgrades would cost around $140 million over the next 20 years. That assessment is scheduled to be discussed at a future Board of County Commissioner meeting. 420, we will take a break there. Coming back, state and national headlines on Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic? Go to ProHealth. Post-accident physical to access your PIP money? Go to ProHealth. Drug test, DNA testing? Go to ProHealthFL.com. Affordable lab work or primary care? Go to ProHealth. An affordable Ozempic medical weight loss program? ProHealth is your answer. Does your child need a camp or a sports physical? Only $40 at ProHealth. ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment. Just walk right in one of their seven locations. Also at ProHealthFL.com.
The Fed's new FedNow system is all about surveillance and control. Secure your assets today with something Washington cannot manipulate. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon, and I recommend diversifying your retirement into a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get a free info kit by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. Do this right now. Text SHELTER to the number 989898 and get a free info kit from Birch Gold. There's no obligation or purchase required.
Message and data rates may apply.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News, talking quite a bit about the Iowa caucuses, the results, the future for the Republican Party. Also, very interesting development in the Milton City Council meetings where a citizen showed up and said that she had been libeled by the mayor in email correspondence with the city manager. Very interesting story. We talked about that in the middle of the 6 o'clock hour today. And, of course, we talked to Sheriff Chip Simmons about gun safety and other matters. You can hear all those segments on the PensacolaMorningNews.com podcast page.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just before 4:25 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, luckily there wasn't much to report on in our first update. We do have a little bit of issues on 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards the intersection with North Palafox Street. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile, we've got some issues there, as we often do. North Davis Highway, giving us some trouble here and there, but nothing too severe. Outside of Pensacola, the only one you're really going to have to worry about right now is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton. So if you're in that area, look out for that.
It will be a bitterly cold night across the area for Wednesday morning, waking up in the teens and 20s, and high temperatures on Wednesday only in the low to mid 40s. Find the heaviest jacket you can get and keep it on for at least the next day or so. Cold start to Thursday at freezing temperatures once again, but 60s return during the day on Thursday. Next chance for rain is Friday during the morning hours, and this weekend looks bitterly cold as another front moves in. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, yeah, thank you very much, Joe. Hard freeze and wind chill advisories in effect tonight. 19 or thereabouts for the low. Sunshine continuing tomorrow with a high of 46. Around the state of Florida today, 6 teenagers accused of brutally attacking a student will remain on house arrest. The suspects appeared in front of a Broward County judge today on felony battery charges. This attack caught on video over at Stoneman Douglas High School, showing the boys caught on video throwing the victim onto the ground in a parking lot, head first onto the pavement. The student became unconscious after suffering from a skull fracture, but has since been released from the hospital.
And a bill preventing Florida counties from accepting ID cards issued to undocumented immigrants is advancing into state legislature. A Senate committee approved the measure earlier today. Opponents of the legislation say that the cards are important for people to enroll their children in schools and when interacting with police.
There's also a bill moving forward aimed at cracking down on illegal gambling in Florida. The Regulated Industries Committee passed the measure on a 5-2 party line vote. It would increase penalties for people who operate an illegal gambling operation in the state.
And political experts are predicting what's next for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. After his second-place finish in Iowa, Dr. Sean Foreman explains what DeSantis really needed to do.
Yeah, the good news is that DeSantis came in second place. The bad news is that he came in second place. He really needed to win the Iowa caucus to show how serious he is about actually being able to beat Trump.
DeSantis is campaigning in New Hampshire and South Carolina today before joining Wolf Blitzer at CNN for a 9 o'clock town hall that is tonight.
Yeah, it's interesting because I saw an interview that DeSantis was doing. I don't remember what publication or outlet it was with. But the question was, the premise of the question was, hey, Ron, you are putting all of your eggs into the Iowa basket, right? To which he immediately says, oh, no, we're not. We're on the ground and blah, blah, blah. It's, well, the truth is, it's like, you know, you're visiting all 99 counties. very little time has been spent in the states to come. And South Carolina is going to go Nikki Haley, of course.
Yeah.
But New Hampshire, you know, a lot more independents, and he's not been polling. I mean, he was polling even worse than I think Ramaswamy and Christie were. And so I see the idea, and what he's saying is like, look, I mean, yeah, he finished second in Iowa, and that's credit to his ground game and just the amount of time, and he was able to connect with voters there. Obviously, still 30 points short of Donald Trump.
No surprise.
But now it's like, okay, well, where's the next point where he would be able to generate momentum, or is he going to lose over these next couple of weeks whatever momentum he may have had, because New Hampshire's not going to go well, and South Carolina's not going to go well, obviously, either. So when's the next time that DeSantis is a major player in one of these state races? That may not be for another few weeks, but by that time, it's just a clean sweep of Trump states, with the exception of maybe Nikki Haley, who maybe wins South Carolina, or South Carolina. I mean, you know, because it looks like Trump's going to win Florida and DeSantis' home state. Why couldn't Trump win South Carolina and Haley's own state? But I mean, that's really the question over these next few weeks, is how does DeSantis stay kind of in that realm when these next couple of states, I don't think, are going to go very well for him. 4:29 here. We will get national headlines after the Fox News update. Just a recap of our top three stories. Number one, which we just talked about there, Donald Trump, the big winner in Iowa. We do have now South Carolina, New Hampshire and South Carolina next to come. Nikki Haley says that there are two debates scheduled for New Hampshire, but she's not going to be in them unless Donald Trump is as well. So maybe it's just town halls with DeSantis, I don't know, or maybe Donald Trump says, okay, I'll join in, unlikely. Also, the White House says that they're doubling down on their efforts to free the hostages, as we're just over the 100-day mark after Hamas's attack on Israel. And of course, the weather, plunging temperatures gripping much of the nation, and winter weather responsible for at least 6 deaths, 4 of those in Oregon, and a snowmobiler was killed in Utah as well. 4:30 right now, we get our Fox News update, CBS Sports Minute, back with national news and a look at what's happening around the sports world today as well. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Tom Graham. The White House says the U.S. has carried out another airstrike against Yemen-based Houthi militants.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says additional strikes took out 4 ballistic missiles the Houthis were ready to launch from Yemen.
We stand ready to defend our interests, our sailors, our ships, and that of merchant shipping as required.
The strike following the Iranian-backed Houthis claiming responsibility for a missile attack on an empty cargo vessel in the Red Sea.
There were no injuries. Fox's Kristen Goodwin there. Millions of Americans remain in the grips of an Arctic blast, including much of the South. In Texas, many homeless are seeking help.
Shelters will remain open today and again tonight, as we're not expected to get above freezing in the next 24 hours.
Austin Mayor Kurt Watson, America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Traders and investors returned to Wall Street from the long holiday weekend today with sellers ruling the day. The Dow Industrials gave back 231 points, the S&P 500 eased 17, and the NASDAQ Composite dipped 28. Among blue-chip decliners, shares of Boeing skidded 7.9% in the wake of the recent issues with its 747 MAX 9 jet, plus some new analyst downgrades, while stock of athletic apparel giant Nike slid 3.1%. More layoffs at Google. The Alphabet unit confirmed that it's eliminating a few hundred roles in its advertising sales team. The recent job cuts are a part of a restructuring effort across several of Google's divisions. Office loans have become a major driver of delinquencies in the estimated $4.6 trillion market for outstanding commercial real estate debt. The Mortgage Bankers Association says office loan delinquencies hit 6.5% in the fourth quarter of 2023. That's Your Money Now.
This ad furnished by Nesmontage LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 27cash.com and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
It's a new year, and that means new savings on your next Volkswagen from Pete Moore Imports. Remember 0% financing? Well, it's returned to Pete Moore Imports and is now available on all 2023 Volkswagen Tiguan and Taos crossover models. In addition to 0% financing, Pete Moore Imports is discounting those models like the 2023 Taos SE, now from $31,245, and the 2023 Tiguan SE R-Line, now from $34,791. Both discounted models offer 0% and financing for 60 months. And with the new year comes the 2024 Atlas SE, now from $38,696, and the 2024 Atlas Cross Sport SE from $37,361. Start saving this month at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Must take delivery by February 29, 2024. For details.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. After losing Tom Brady, no one was picking the Bucs to make the playoffs, let alone win a playoff game before the season started. Double congrats to Baker Mayfield and Todd Bowles for not only winning the NFC South, but dominating the Eagles to advance to the divisional round. Baker's bounced around three teams before landing in Tampa, and Todd Bowles had a poor tenure as the head coach of the Jets. Baker and Bowles aren't a great QB coach duo, but they proved they're better than what people thought they were in the past. I'm Zach Gelb.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Hey, Pensacola. Get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
So I've been my life on you. I've been my life
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit after 4:35 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Patriotic Paving. Are your customers dodging potholes or even worse, avoiding your business? Let Patriotic Paving and Maintenance help your better business. That's PatrioticPavingLLC.com for more information. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, Pensacola, we're having just minor spurts of congestion here and there on roads like Nine Mile Road, North Davis Highway, Mobile Highway, but nothing too severe. I guess if you're on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards West Nine Mile, that could give you some trouble, but nothing that should really stand out too much if you're familiar with that area. Outside of that, the only one we've been reporting on is Caroline Street over in Milton. If you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton, you're going to experience some issues there, but even they appear to be dying down some.
It'll be one of the coldest nights of the season so far. The inland spots could get down into the teens. The coast will be down in the lower 20s, and feels like temperatures or wind chill will be possibly as low as the single digits. So make sure the pets are inside, the plants are covered, the pipes are wrapped up. This is a hard freeze, ladies and gentlemen. Heaviest jackets you can find, and keep them on through the day on Wednesday. Highs will only be in the low to mid 40s. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Right now, 35 degrees with plenty of sunshine out there. National headlines today. With Iowa in the rearview mirror, the official Republican field is down to three. Vivek Ramaswamy announcing that he would be suspending his campaign after the fourth place finish. Also says that he is now endorsing Donald Trump.
Yeah, we once again knew it was coming. That was just a matter of time. Yeah. The Justice Department is expected to release its report on the police response to the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas on Thursday. Department of Justice officials notified Uvalde school officials about the upcoming release at the school board meeting on Monday night. Shortly after the shooting in May of 2022 that killed 19 students and two teachers, the DOJ announced its plan to conduct a review of how police handled the situation.
A fake 911 call is being blamed for sending emergency crews to the White House yesterday morning. Officials say the bogus call claiming the White House was on fire was made just after 7 a.m. Emergency crews worked with Secret Service to determine there was no fire emergency within minutes, and President Biden was at Camp David yesterday, so he was not there.
And a curfew is going into effect for migrants at some New York City centers. The city is implementing a curfew at four of its migrant centers beginning tonight. City officials say that migrants must be inside facilities by 11 p.m. and stay there until 6 a.m. the next day. It comes after complaints that shelter residents have been going out at night and panhandling and knocking on doors to ask for food, money, and clothes.
Yeah, staying in New York, the Suffolk County DA says there's a mountain of evidence against Rex Huerman, the alleged Gilgo Beach serial killer.
The most recent charge Huerman faces is in connection to 25-year-old Marine Brainerd Barnes, whose daughter spoke.
While the loss of my mom has been extremely painful for me, the indictment by the grand jury has brought hope for justice for my mom and my family.
Tierney says as recent as 2021, Huerman used burner phones and fake emails to contact sex workers online. Huerman seemed to be obsessed with the case, often Googling updates on the investigation, the victims and their families, and how to delete data from devices. I'm Natalie Migliori, NBC News Radio, New York.
All right, thank you, Natalie. And the other update from New York, the man accused in the chokehold death of Jordan Neely on a subway train last year will be in court tomorrow. 24-year-old Daniel Perry is charged with second-degree manslaughter and negligent homicide. 4:41 now. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Austin, a lot happening in the sports world, of course.
Yes. Well, the talk of the town recently and today is the NFL, so we'll get some of the non-NFL stuff out of the way first. Starting with the NBA, we got a doubleheader on TNT tonight. The Nuggets at Sixers, tip-off at 6:30, followed by Thunder at Clippers. That's at 9. All of those teams are top four in their conference's current standing, so we've got some high-profile matchups there. Not only that, but in men's college basketball, we've got some noteworthy games as well. Some of the bigger televised ones include 11-5 Florida at number 6 Tennessee. That's at 4 on ESPN2. So that tipped off actually just over 40 minutes ago, so we will keep an eye on that. Number 3 Kansas at Oklahoma State. That's at 8 on ESPN tonight. And lastly, on FS1 at 9:30, we've got number 16 Utah State at 14-3 New Mexico. Utah State's only got one loss on the season. So a lot of big basketball games tonight. But
Tennessee up 26-14, by the way.
Okay, good. I mean, they're number 6 in the country. I think there's only a one game difference in their records, but there's a reason Tennessee's 6th and Florida's not ranked. But no, some NFL news here. Yesterday, we touched on it a lot. My Steelers lost to the Bills. Womp, yeah. Yeah, I know. And then after we left last night, the Buccaneers just ran away from the defending NFC champion Eagles 32-9. So, yeah, Steelers ain't looking so bad now, huh? But after that, the divisional round of the NFL playoffs has officially been set. The Texans will take on the Ravens, and the Packers will head to the 49ers on Saturday, followed by the Buccaneers at Lions and Chiefs at Bills on Sunday. Obviously, we'll touch more on those games and give our thoughts on them as we get closer to the weekend. But I've got some bad news. If you know, there's some word association here with Swifties. If you know the name Jason Kelce, after the 32-9 loss to the Buccaneers last night, the Eagles All-Pro center told teammates that he is retiring.
Yeah.
Jason Kelce, of course, being the brother to Travis Kelce, T-Swizzle's boo-thang.
Right, yeah, and he's been considering retirement for the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's been definitely something they've tossed around a bit because he's older and, you know, he's got – I mean, his he already won his ring. His legacy's, you know, confirmed, right? I mean, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. So, I mean, good for him. And I didn't know this until I saw Joe put it on the script today. The Falcons interviewed Bill Belichick for their head coaching
job. They
did. Really?
They did.
I mean, I'm a believer in, as I said, Bill Belichick needs to hang it up. But why would he go to the Falcons? My goodness.
Well, I think the reason why you go to the Falcons is because you're a quarterback and a good offensive scheme away from being a very, very, very good football team in a division where it's kind of
it's winnable,
wide open.
Yeah,
the personnel's there. You know, you need a quarterback, yes, but it's interesting. It's an intriguing job. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
That's I think that's a redemption
I would rather
job.
If I was the Falcons, I would rather go for striking the iron hot, trying to get the next young offensive mastermind. That's the route I would go, but you know,
well,
I
that's
get
the
it.
Thing. If they're a more defensive team, Bill Belichick's a defensive-minded head coach. He's going to need to bring some help with him, or as you said, maybe get some help in the draft or something. You know, something like that. Develop some sort of offensive base, whether it be at QB, OC, both. But yeah, it is a winnable division. I think this would be a redemption job for Bill because it's just a matter of his exit from New England. Yeah. As much as we hate to say, it was pretty ugly.
I saw the funniest quote I saw, or like on social media, was, you know, it was like, what are you going to ask him in an interview, right? And, you know, we've all been in interviews, especially companies that'll use the – it's called the STAR method, right?
Yeah.
Like, tell me about a time where you were, you know, blah, 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 blah. I hate interviews like that. But somebody said, you know, the question that somebody no doubt asked him was, you know, tell me about a time where – you know, you were in a really tough situation.
You overcame the odds.
And it's like, well, there was this one time in the Super Bowl I was playing the Falcons.
And I was down 28-3.
Yeah, 4:45. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Health, business, and science notes right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, Joe. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas. Once again, not much to report on. We've got a little bit of incidents here and there in Pensacola, maybe like a busy intersection or two on North Davis Highway, Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile. You know, areas like that typically give us some trouble. Maybe Brent Lane and Airport Boulevard if you're traveling west towards North Davis Highway, those intersections there. Just a little bit of par for the course stuff. Outside of that, there should not be much holding you up too long.
All right, thank you very much, meteorologist Joe Neubauer.
It will be a bitterly cold night across the area for Wednesday morning, waking up in the teens and 20s, and high temperatures on Wednesday only in the low to mid 40s. Find the heaviest jacket you can get and keep it on for at least the next day or so. Cold start to Thursday at freezing temperatures once again, but 60s return during the day on Thursday. Next chance for rain is Friday during the morning hours, and this weekend looks bitterly cold as another front moves in. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Sitting at 35 degrees here. Skies look perfectly clear. Of course, big drop off throughout the night here. 19 degrees for the forecasted low. Around health, business, and science notes today, CVS is closing dozens of pharmacies inside Target stores. A spokesperson says that the closings are part of a plan to reduce store and pharmacy density. I was not aware that, maybe I was.
You just didn't think much about
it. Because they
have a pharmacy section. You just didn't think it was CVS.
Yeah. Is there one here in 9 Mile? Because that's the one. If I do go to a Target, it's the 9 Mile store. But I could not tell you if there was a CVS in there.
Well, that's the thing. The Target and Pace has a pharmacy, so I am assuming that the one on 9 Mile would be no different.
Okay. And CVS, yeah, do we know for sure?
I was about to say, I guess it's CVS.
Gotcha.
If they're closing pharmacies inside Target stores, I would assume so.
Well, if you're walking into a Target or walking out of a Target and you're driving away, let us know.
Yeah, feel free to reach out. Yeah. Let us know what's going on. The Supreme Court will not review a dispute between Apple and Fortnite publisher Epic Games. That leaves in place a lower court's decision that requires changes to certain rules in Apple's App Store. The judge requires Apple to allow app developers to provide links or buttons to give consumers different options to pay for digital content.
Congress is announcing a bipartisan deal to expand the child tax credit and create a series of tax breaks for businesses. Here's Rick Uccino with more.
Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown says in a statement it is a win for families and manufacturers across the Buckeye State. He is encouraging the quick passage of a bipartisan tax bill just announced by members of Congress. Included in the deal is an expansion of the child tax credit to help families struggling to keep up with the rising cost of living. The measure would lift the tax credit's $1,600 cap and adjust it for inflation. It will also help make housing more affordable by expanding the low-income housing tax credit, along with reviving some expired business tax cuts. The agreement caps off a months-long pursuit of finding common ground between Democrats and Republicans. Sponsors are hoping to get the bill passed before the end of the month. I'm Rick Uccino.
All right. Looks like, just by a quick Google search, we did have a texter say that there is one on Blue Angel. It would appear that all pharmacies inside of Target are CVS.
Okay,
here locally. So
I figured it would be rather consistent. I mean, I don't know. Boeing stock is plunging after a Wall Street report said that an FAA audit, quote, opens up a whole new can of worms. That comes after a door plug opened during an Alaska Airlines flight on a Boeing 737 MAX 9 earlier this month. The Wells Fargo report predicts that given the company's recent incidents, the odds of a clean audit are low. Boeing stock dropped 7% after the report.
Elton John dominating our pop culture highlights today. He is now part of a very elite club of entertainers. He earned an EGOT status, which, if you're not familiar with what that is, he has won an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony.
Ah, gotcha.
So he is one of 19 now that have had that distinction, and he won a primetime Emmy as part of his live stream, Elton John Live Farewell from Dodger Stadium. Won the Emmy for Best Live Variety Special, so congratulations to him. And also, Elton is going to be auctioning off a collection of personal items again. They'll be on the auction block at Christie's in New York starting on February 9th. The collection's called Goodbye Peachtree Road. The items are from his former condo in Atlanta on Peachtree Road. They include a pair of his platform boots, a grand piano, art, home decor, sunglasses, and a lot more. So if you're a big Elton John fan, maybe you can get a pair of his sunglasses there.
Well, that's the thing. I'm a big Elton John guy because, Philadelphia Freedom, love that song.
What'd you think of Rocket Man?
The movie?
Yeah.
I've seen bits and pieces of it. It's all right.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen the whole thing, but his music, I love his. He's got to be one of my favorite artists. And Philadelphia Freedom, that's my favorite.
All right, 4:50, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories and some good news to finish off hour number one.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 10:30. Ask Cody Martin, the music director of the Pensacola Opera, discusses the kickoff of the 41st season with Donizetti's Lucia di Lammermoor, January 26th and the 28th. A tragic tale of the madness of matrimony. Learn more at PensacolaOpera.com and call or text in your questions for the Pensacola Opera at 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Cooling right now on News Radio 92.3. Just before 4:55 here, we will get one last check of the roads and weather for this hour. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, not a ton to report on. Pine Forest Road looking all right. Gulf Breeze Parkway not giving us much trouble. Same can be said about Caroline Street over in Payson Milton. So if you are dealing with some congestion wherever you may be, it should hopefully not hold you up for too long.
Oh, I need to turn my mic turned on there. all right, Channel 3 First Warning Weather with Joe Neubauer.
It will be a bitterly cold night across the area for Wednesday morning, waking up in the teens and 20s, and high temperatures on Wednesday only in the low to mid 40s. Find the heaviest jacket you can get and keep it on for at least the next day or so. Cold start to Thursday at freezing temperatures once again, but 60s return during the day on Thursday. Next chance for rain is Friday during the morning hours, and this weekend looks bitterly cold as another front moves in. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, very good. Clear skies right now, sitting at 35 degrees. Did not quite get to our forecasted high of 40 today, 37 is what we topped out at. 19, the overnight low tonight. Hard freeze warning in effect and wind chill advisory as well. That'll feel like in the single digits early in the morning. So wow. Just prepare yourself accordingly. Wacky stories today. This is an interesting one, and it's a good discussion because, you know, we do have the cold temperatures tonight. So maybe the question is, should you tip delivery drivers more when the weather sucks? A guy posted a video of a Domino's driver cursing him out because he only tipped 20% during a snowstorm, which 20%, I mean, that's not a bad tip, no matter what the weather is. Then he threatens the customer's life as he walks away in the snow. The customer called Domino's, told them about it. The employee who answered said, "Nah, the driver already had a few write-ups and would probably get fired anyway." So your thoughts here, if you're ordering DoorDash tonight, would you be more likely? Do you think that a delivery driver should expect, you know, because, you know, they're out and about here in the frigid temperatures tonight, maybe a little bit more of a tip?
If it's cold, like if it's like colder or hotter than like what they would like, that doesn't really matter much. But this says snowstorm, right? Like that is inclement weather that actually like harms your like chances of safety. You know what I mean? It's like if it's cold, that's not bad. But if it's cold and wet, well, then we got icy roads to worry about. So it's like, I don't know. Yes, I think if your safety is actually in question to any degree, you should tip at least a little bit more. That's my thought.
All right. I can live with that.
Yeah.
Also, a restaurant in the UK had an amusing delivery request in the notes section. It said, quote, "Not quietly, I'm supposed to be on a diet." And it was definitely a cheat meal. The order was for a 9-inch Texas barbecue-style pizza, a double chocolate ice cream waffle with chocolate sauce, and a Dr. Pepper to top it off. The restaurant said they made sure the driver honored the request because they didn't want to betray the customer's trust. So that's good cool. on the restaurant there, but you know the wife hopefully found out and slapped the husband on the wrist there.
Perhaps
after that order was delivered. Pretty interesting one in Florida today, Austin.
Yes, a Florida woman got caught trying to defraud a drug screening by using pee that she somehow collected from her aunt's dog. Not her aunt, not her dog, her aunt's dog. 42-year-old Jessica Beatty was charged with urine testing fraudulent practices. It sounds like she was caught with the pee before submitting it and then had to submit a valid sample. And just to be clear, even if the probation officer didn't see her with the dog pee, drug tests can easily differentiate human pee and dog pee, which should not be much of a surprise there.
Yes. No, yeah, it's good. Good intel there. If you're ever in a sticky situation where you got caught with the hashish and you've got to submit a sample the next day, you cannot use your dog's pee. Good news from Florida. Pro wrestler Hulk Hogan is being credited with rescuing a 17-year-old girl from a car crash just west of Tampa International Airport over the weekend. TMZ says Hogan was driving with his wife and a friend when they witnessed the wreck. The wrestler reportedly used a tool to cut through the airbag and help the driver. She was not seriously injured and was able to escape the car. So good job there.
Well, and taking it over to Richmond, Virginia, there was an animal shelter there that took in a morbidly obese 28-pound cat last week, and he's already been adopted out. They named him Frosty after the Wendy's dessert. His full name is One Frosty Too Many, that's fair. His new owner promised to help him trim down, and he needs to lose about half of his body weight, but he's not even the fattest cat the shelter has seen recently. The same place was in the news last year when they rescued a cat that was 42 pounds. Wow. How does that happen?
I don't know the answer to that. Texter Mark is actually making a pretty good point there on do delivery drivers deserve bigger tips when the weather is inclement. He says the employer should offer hazard pay. It's not the customer's responsibility to supplement for inclement weather.
So, interesting. That's fair.
Good point there. All right, that'll do it for hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 is up next. We're back in about 10 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today on Pensacola Right Now.